This is New England Public Radio News. Hundreds of years ago in Europe, as the Renaissance came to an end and the early modern era began, banquet tables among the wealthy were filled with more than food. On special occasions, they had long centerpieces depicting scenes of war. They were made from sugar and porcelain, both really expensive commodities back then. Now an artist has made a 21st century version. New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman went to see it at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford.
If you can, for a moment, throw yourself into another century. In Belgium, a duchess held a banquet on the eve of the Battle of Waterloo. There was an enormous table covered with desserts, and in the center, a long sculpture with soldiers made of porcelain and sugar. They're in battle. And then
it was announced that Napoleon was advancing and everybody had to leave the ball.
The Dutch artist Bauke de Vries says it must have all been very festive until word got out, though France was ultimately defeated. Inspired by these war centerpieces, de Vries has created one for this age. At the Athenaeum in Hartford, it's displayed on a long table with 12 place settings with silverware, but there are no chairs. The sculpture, like in historic Europe, is made from sugar and porcelain, and it has one other ingredient which seems to be the enemy.
I decided to, rather than have a real-life battle, we'll have the battle on the table between porcelain, sugar, and plastic.
Plastic. As compared to costly sugar and porcelain hundreds of years ago, it's cheap. And of course, it's a material most of us use daily in work and in play.
The sugar sculptures are in battle with the porcelain figures, and then I've actually added little fragments of plastic from children's toys as the modern material that is sort of taking over from everything.
The sculpture is beautiful and violent at the same time. It's mostly white, then spots of red and blue and green. A Power Ranger arm connected to a porcelain statue juts out in defense, and chest armor from a Transformer action figure covers a headless figurine. At the center of all of this is a mushroom cloud, almost 4 feet off the table. It's also made of sugar and dozens of random porcelain heads and limbs.
They're being sucked up into the mushroom cloud. There is the goddess Guan Yin, who is the goddess of compassion in Buddhist tradition. You see the figure of Christ with surrounded by roses going up, and then the whole mushroom cloud is covered with little animals and little dolls.
De Vries' sculpture is a confluence of thoughts about the futility of war and about how little we value the stuff of our modern lives, quickly throwing out old for new and all that plastic building up in the ocean. But a ceramic material like porcelain, beloved by many sculptors.
It's been used for hundreds of years, and even if it's broken, goes into the earth, it doesn't do any harm to the planet.
And it can still be reused, at least by an artist like de Vries, who started out as an art restorer, mending breaks in antique ceramic statues and containers. To him, a crack tells a story, and it makes the porcelain all the more beautiful. For this sculpture, which de Vries calls War and Pieces, spelled P-I-E-C-E-S, he needed a lot of broken porcelain. The tablecloth is nearly covered with large shards.
I couldn't get any large quantity of antique white porcelain. A, it doesn't exist, and B, it would be very expensive, and C, I wouldn't want to smash it up. So I actually was very pragmatic, and I decided to go to IKEA,
where he bought and broke stacks of now common white plates made of porcelain, a material that centuries ago could be priced as high as gold. War and Pieces has been traveling for a few years, mostly through Europe. The Wadsworth in Hartford is its first American museum show. It takes days to build up at every installation, and de Vries says it changes a bit each show. Viewers have had different reactions. Kids, not surprisingly, he says, think it's fun. Some people weep as they make connections to their ancestors' historic battles. At one location in England, de Vries says a mother and daughter were arguing about the sculpture's meaning.
The mother said, "I see destruction," and the daughter was going, "No, no, I see hope."
De Vries says the art is doing its job. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.